Narcissa sensed he was being followed and called out to whoever was there. Of course, Echo could only repeat his words. When he did see her, he was unimpressed and even somewhat repulsed. Echo was clearly beautiful and beguiling, but she didn't seem to be his type. She continued to pursue him, however, waiting for the right moment to finally let him know how she felt for him. Remember, it wasn't only Echo who was smitten by Narcissus. Many others were infatuated with his good looks, but Narcissus rejected them all. Narcissus seemed incapable of falling in love at that time. This soon came to the ears of Nemesis, the goddess of divine retribution. Some call her the goddess of vengeance. A rejected lover had purportedly asked Nemesis to never let Narcissus be loved in return. In one of his hunting trips, Narcissus gets thirsty and looks around for a place to get a drink. He comes upon a pond and crouches down to drink water. This is the moment that Narcissus glimpses his reflection in the mirror clear water and promptly falls in love with himself. Some people say the water was enchanted and that it had cast its spell on Narcissus, making him unable to get away. Narcissus is completely unaware that he has fallen madly in love with his own image in the water. He tries to speak to it, to ask questions. At this point, Echo, who is still lurking about, thinks she has found the opportunity to tell him her feelings. Whenever Narcissus says, "I love you," to his reflection, Echo repeats it back to him. But Narcissus is still oblivious to Echo and is hopelessly enamored with his reflection. He tries hard to get some kind of response from his reflection and refuses to leave the side of the pond. There he sits, simply gazing at himself, perhaps hoping to get some kind of requital from his image, fantasizing until he eventually weakens and dies. Others say he tries to reach for his reflection and drowns in the pond. Others say he committed suicide. Soon after, where Narcissus once crouched gazing at himself, the plant named after him first sprung up, with beautiful flowers gazing down at the water. Echo, on the other hand, still pined for him, even though he was already gone. She soon wasted away, fading until only her voice remained in the mountains. This story is filled with insights on self-love and how it affects people around you. Echo is sometimes forgotten when this story is retold, but the significance of her role in the narcissist web should not be overlooked. Clearly, Narcissus turned away everyone who tried to have some degree of intimacy with him. He rejected them because they loved him, and he was incapable of love at that time. When he did fall in love, it was an image, an illusion, and it was with himself. Similarly, the person who tries to establish a relationship with a narcissist may only be able to do so if he or she is willing to simply reflect the narcissist's own views. If you want to get the narcissist's attention, you must simply echo his ideas and opinions. You must be in total agreement with him. Just like Echo, your voice or opinion may be reduced simply to a repetition of the narcissist's, and your identity will be reduced to a mist, a whisper devoid of body or personality. The narcissist is unaware of how much he adores himself, and he is most likely unaware of how he can ruin lives. He may be aware, but he doesn't care. Like Narcissus in the story, he may not know his true self. He may only know or see the image he has built of himself. It is also interesting to note how Echo desperately continues to long for Narcissus's attention, despite his disagreeable attitude and behavior. She continues to declare her love for him and wait for him in spite of everything. What's more, it's strange that she would be so smitten by someone only because of his looks. In the end, she is reduced to a hardly discernible whisper. Such may be the fate of one who offers all of his or her loyalty and adulation to the narcissist. Chapter 2. What makes a narcissist? It was Freud who first introduced narcissism to the world of psychology in the early 1900s. Psychologists have come up with tests to determine whether a person may be considered a narcissist. Studies show that most narcissists tend to be male, although many are women. To keep things simple, the narcissist will oftentimes be referred to as he in this book.